This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football off and running. Great stories, mystifying stories. And Bob Stoops is with us here. 18 years with the Sooners, nearly 200 wins. Won almost 80% of his games. And Coach Stoops is with us again on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, welcome back. How you been, buddy? What's happening?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on with you.
Always a pleasure. Yeah, no, man. Always a pleasure. We want to bounce around. Obviously, we've got to get to LSU, get to Michigan. But I want to ask you this. Sometimes saving a once proud, once dominant program is almost impossible. Because once it loses luster in a big conference, then, you know, like parasites, the other coaches, they use that to their advantage. And it's just impossible to resuscitate what was once a giant. How does Tennessee get this thing fixed? What would you do if you were coaching there?
Well, I don't want to jump into somebody else's business. That's not my program. You know, I'm not there to know what's good, bad, or wrong with it or not, you know. So I think a lot of Coach Pruitt, and I, you know, believe they'll be able to get that back and going. But, you know, I can remember I was sitting in Florida watching OU struggle when I was coaching at Florida with Coach Spurrier. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching them in one of the early games getting wore out by somebody. And I remember pointing to the TV in the Florida locker room, and I said to the other coaches, I go, that's a shame. I go, that is a sleeping giant right there. Hmm. That shouldn't be happening, you know, there, Oklahoma getting beat like that. And then fortunately, a few years later, they hired me, and we won a national championship 2 years later.
But how do you change the culture? So yeah. I hear you don't know exactly what's happening in Tennessee, but how do you jumpstart something that's seemingly really quiet?
I go through a lot of that in the book, and I talk about, I used to show my players over and over all the great championship Switzer teams. I would over and over show the players, the great players that we had, Greg Pruitt, the Selman brothers, Brian Bosworth, on and on and on. And I would constantly tell them, this is who we were supposed to be. This is us. This is Oklahoma. And there's no excuses. It's kind of like the book that if we're not this, you know, so just would constantly try and build them up to on that they deserve to win. We're working hard enough now and what we're doing to win. You should expect to win. And, you know, just kept trying to, because they were beaten down. My guys were, boy, when we got in their program after 5 years of no win, not having a winning season, our guys were looked down on in the community, on and on and on. So I was trying to build up their self-esteem, their worth, you know, and making sure, though, we were doing the work, you know, to give ourselves a chance to win, too.
Yeah, Bob, your book is, I'm looking forward to reading it. I've had it, but I haven't read it yet. It's called No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. And as you were describing showing your players the history of Oklahoma, and it's storied with Brian Bosworth, et cetera, it's almost like you're connecting these young, impressionable minds to history, you know, because the cliche at every place, whether it's Giants in the NFL or the Sooners in Oklahoma, we got to play Oklahoma Sooners football. Some of these 18-year-olds are like, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean? But if you connect and show, like, some of the great successes, it makes history come forward, and it's a different way to motivate them.
And they're seeing it and seeing success. And even though, and you know, they hadn't seen it. And I wanted them to, you know, to see it over and over. And I just believe the more you look at that and see it and understand that this is our program, I need to be that guy. I need to be that team. And little by little, we started to become those kind of teams.
Yeah.
Well, it only took the second year. The first year, we won 7 games. And next year, we won them all. So.
Yeah, that was pretty quick.
That's
there,
quick.
Bob. You went from 7-5 to what was it, 13-0, 12-0? That's not bad. You kind of paid off the contract. It's Bob Stoops with us here, the former head coach at Oklahoma on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Coach, you know, your book is called Making the Making of a Head Coach, and I'm sure it's talking about you, but you made a pretty good one when you gave Lincoln Riley the helm after you retired and left the game. Did you expect that his continued success to be so profound? I mean, he's had two straight Heisman Trophy winners. He may have three with Jalen Hurts, as well as he's playing the star. You know, what is the secret sauce with Lincoln Riley? He seems great.
I did expect it. I knew early on when he was with me working side by side there that this guy has the right poise, the right toughness and competitiveness, incredibly bright, really has a great connection and connects with all the players, whether it's to motivate them or, to understand what they need to do. So a lot of it, I just knew he was going to do well. And truthfully, I knew the team that I, when I walked away, was a very mature, older team that could handle this change and would succeed and do well, and they did. And that's just bled into another year. And he does do an exceptional job with quarterbacks, of playing to their strengths, avoiding their weaknesses, and making a very quarterback-friendly system, for them to have success. So, it's going to continue.
Well, I think we're all curious, Bob, if Clemson's recent domination, obviously Alabama, if this is going to continue. Seems like this could be a little bit of a different college football season, big picture stuff here. Georgia obviously is very good. LSU has an offense that, they cranked out, 500 yards the other day, 4 touchdown passes for the kid. They're vertical. The Sooners right in the mix. We know about the Buckeyes. I am surprised, though, and I know you didn't want to really step into Tennessee's business, so you might be reluctant to step into Michigan's business, but I'm going to ask you anyway. I mean, how does Jim Harbaugh not have a quarterback yet, Bob?
Well, I'm not one to get in other people's business. I'm not at Michigan. I don't know what they're trying to do, so I got a lot of respect for Jim.
I do, too.
I don't know, that's not for me to say what their reasons are. I'm sure they have a quarterback, and I'm sure they've got 2 or 3 of them there. So
yeah, they're just not very good. They got to have 5. They're none of them are good.
Well, again, that's for you to say. I'm not out here critiquing everybody else's.
Look at Bob taking the pass on it. Look, he's just coming on the air to sell books. Hey, this guy's taking the pass on everything, Bob. I got to ask you some questions, man.
I've been a head coach. I know what those guys go through, so I'm not going to ever jump on one of them.
Yeah, right. Well, when you do have difficult times like that, how do you pull out of it? You know what I mean? Especially on the recruiting trail. Quarterbacks have been, I think, a big part of Oklahoma's identity, going back to when you were there with Baker and even before. Sam Bradford, right? You've had some great quarterbacks.
Josh Heupel.
What's the process? He's turned into a great head coach, too, by the way, Heupel. What's the process of getting head coach or getting great college quarterbacks?
I think as much as anything is just finding guys that really fit what you're going to ask them to do, fit in your system. And, I've had great quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators that have helped me find the right guys. Where we found Sam Bradford, he's an Oklahoma kid, but 3-star guy, didn't have a lot of offers. That guy's as talented as there is, goes on to, win the Heisman Trophy and, led us to the national championship game. It's really studying, watching tape, and, how's a guy play? How's he fit what we want him to do? When Kyler Murray wanted to transfer to Oklahoma, this is in the book too, we had a couple other players wanted to transfer also from other schools that were graduate transfers. So we sat down, Lincoln and I and Cale Gundy, and watched them all, any games that they had played in. And after we watched them all, I said, Lincoln, what's your opinion? He said, well, I like them all, like meaning they're all really good players. But he said, if Kyler Murray comes to Oklahoma, he can win a Heisman Trophy. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So obviously.
And he did, almost.
The point being is it's a lot of just studying tape and how a guy plays and does he fit what you're going to ask him to do. And it always starts with us. It always has from day one here with Mike Leach, who was my first O coordinator, is he has to be a great passer.
Yeah. Accurate.
We're out immediately if he's not a great passer.
Yep, and we saw him making some throws when they finally got it going against the Lions. Kyler Murray made some big throws. Yeah, I want to ask you, Bob Stoops is with us here, a former head coach of the Sooners. His new book is entitled No Excuses, The Making of a Head Coach. So I have a question about young men and women who want to become coaches. Do you think, Bob, it's more important to be immersed in the sport as a player, as a young high school and maybe even college, or to be immersed in the schematics of the game? What's more important?
Oh, I think the schematics of the game for sure. I mean, you know, to having a great understanding of how it works and, you know, all the different schemes is a huge deal. I don't think it ever hurts to have participated in it, you know, but the schematics of it are the people that really understand it, you know, is what ultimately, you know, makes the biggest difference.
You know, okay. Bob, last thing before we let you go, we know that you are the coach of the Renegades in the XFL. How excited are you about this new summer league that's about to come out?
You know, I'm really excited about it. We've got great TV contracts already. Great leadership in, Oliver Luck, our commissioner, and Vince McMahon, owner. You know how it is. You've done it, Tiki, but working with older players that have played a lot of football.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are just on the outskirts of the NFL. Like, they're like maybe the last 10, 15 guys that got cut from every team. That's a lot of good football players.
Yeah, you're right. And they never get opportunities either because
exactly.
of the way that the NFL is structured.
Yeah, good for them. I think it'll be fun and exciting for other people to watch. I think it's going to be fun to coach and work with these guys. I think there'll be exciting games. You know, so I think there's a market. 10 games, February, March, April. We start the weekend after the Super Bowl. And, you know, we're not trying to compete with the NFL. But I'm going to be in Dallas. All this whole area, Cowboy fans, heck, Cowboys are finished in the Super Bowl. Put the other jersey on for 10 games. Come watch us.
Yeah.
I like it. Wait, was that a prediction that the Cowboys are going to – hey, Bob, was that a prediction that the Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl? I think I kind of heard that.
I hope so. You know, well, I always root for the team I'm near in my area, you know, and Dallas only 2.5 hours down the road from us in Oklahoma. So I've always rooted for them since I've been here. And they do a great job, so they're off to a great start. So that'd be great.
They got a shot.
Good philosophy, coach. Good philosophy, there, coach.
Giants don't want to hear that, right?
No, not especially after Week One. We got our asses handed to us.
It doesn't matter what they hear, Bob. They got no shot for the Super Bowl anytime soon.
Hey, the book is called "No Excuses: The Making of a Head Coach." Bob, we appreciate you hopping on with us for a little bit.
Thanks, coach.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
All right, be man. Good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.